Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Put, put, put.
Is this a Beaner ska band? La ska?
Put, 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 put.
That's what you gotta do when you gotta get the upbeat. Yeah, all right, woo!
Oh,
that's not Beaner ska. That is English ska. It's British ska. British ska.
Is there such a thing? That's funny you said that.
Yeah, the Specials. I think ska actually started in Britain.
Well, I was all right. So first of all, welcome
that
to
was
the
bad
corner.
That was bad manners.
Yeah. Welcome to the creepy corner. I do know. I've heard of bad manners.
Yeah.
My name is Justin Gatiss. This is Anthony Zenhauser. Whoop, Michael whoop. Murphy.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
I wanted to get the introduction in because I wanted to bring up Dom. Don, not knowing
hey, Dom.
Who Real Big Fish or Less Than Jake were. Or wait, Sublime.
He didn't I've know, never heard
he didn't know who Sublime Jake. Was. Less Than Jake was not mainstream. Less Than Jake is a fucking a fantastic band.
Well, if you don't live...
It's ska. It's, I was a skateboarder and you like bought those CDs in like skate shops. You didn't like even find them in
did that come with free gay porn?
Oh my God, I knew it was coming.
You
but
chose
Don,
a lifestyle,
I was very
not
surprised because Don's a music guy. Real Big Fish, Turn the Radio Off is one of the best albums ever.
That's weird how he doesn't know those bands, though. Those are international
and Sublime?
Sensations. Sublime is a huge band.
I was very surprised he did not know Sublime. Don, we are very, very surprised.
Yeah, could you imagine us being that invested in Oasis that their feud has been... has, the feud,
it
the feud of these two
Sublime.
Brothers yeah, has gone longer than their actual career?
Yeah, they're like two Siamese cats who are fighting constantly, and people can't get enough of them. Oh, is Liam gonna perform with the other fucking English guy's name?
But how
his
does
name
that
is?
Make money?
They would be like a TikTok thing if
yeah.
like it was a thing now.
They
like,
sound
like between like the Logan
thing.
Brothers or something.
TikTok is fucking is socialist China. You ever watch that shit? You ever get lost in a TikTok video?
Nope.
They fucking, all of a sudden, Mandarin music's playing and people are slicing watermelons.
I don't have it. TikTok.
I don't, yeah. but I, on
Carmen
Instagram.
Sent me a video and I couldn't watch it.
On Instagram, they put a lot of TikTok
they put,
videos.
Yes,
on.
Those I see, yes.
Right, and it's all like Chinese shit. It's all Asian shit.
There's a lot of them.
Well, it's coming. It's like brainwashing the kids. And I just did a podcast the other day with Pat Oates called Bunk You. And apparently Generation Z kids are, they think that Helen Keller didn't exist.
Wait, when did you do this?
Last night.
Wait,
like Skype?
Are you being serious?
Like a Zoom meeting. Yeah. This is like a TikTok
existed,
thing.
But she could not learn or to do anything.
Well, it's funny because
right, we're not getting into this.
We
again.
Had this conversation
had
a few shows ago.
What did they say?
Right.
When you were talking about it.
They said that, well, we just came to the conclusion that we, you know, she's probably, they probably just trumped up all the shit that she did, which is fake. But she did exist and she was deaf and blind, but she probably didn't write 15 books and go to Harvard and all that shit.
No, she didn't do anything except for shit in her pants because she didn't even know what shitting was. Hey, you shit in your pants.
Right.
I can't hear you and
again,
I don't know what shitting is.
Again, so we'll leave it at that.
Let's not get this
But what I'm saying
yet.
Is Generation
as
Z,
funny as it is.
There's like a whole TikTok thing where they don't believe like fucking Hitler exists. They don't know what Hitler is. They didn't know that
what,
Helen
like
Keller existed.
Like deniers?
Well, I mean, I don't think it happened either, but I'm not on TikTok. No, that's true. No, but I kid the Jews.
Listen, I wish that these people that made TikTok videos that was referring to how much time they have left in life, that there was the clock ticking down.
There you go.
A lot of them probably do commit suicide.
They
I
should.
Think a lot of them are very starved for attention and depressed people.
Well, they're Chinese, so they do the hurikani.
Oh, they commit seppuku?
Seppuku, yeah. When they stab themselves with a samurai sword?
And then
yes.
they gut themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That. I mean, listen, if you want to go out like a G...
Speaking of,
I wouldn't want to go out like a G. Like if I was gonna like go out, I'd be like, no, nope, bullet to the head. That's it.
Speaking
like, that's,
of,
that's
bullet,
totally it.
That's how you would do it—a bullet to the head.
What's the better way to do it?
Pills. I don't know, man.
No
pills.
Horrible.
I feel like you'd suffer.
Bullet
for
to the head. I don't think it.
Bullet
like,
to the head is instant.
No, but I don't.
You're
I think,
dead.
I think there's a chance it won't happen.
You have to aim right because well, there are people that like knock out their ocular
yes.
fucking.
Those are people that weren't committed that they really didn't want to do it. No,
they were quitters.
No, they could tell the difference.
No,
now,
if you, in the mouth. Up to the roof of your mouth, I'm pretty sure it just kills you.
No, there's no brain here. You're supposed to shoot more towards your brain.
Yeah, but not to the side. Like when they show in movies, like people putting
oh,
it to
think
their
that
temple.
Would do it. I don't know.
No, because people have blown out both of their eyes and survived.
Dude, can you fucking imagine?
Like Helen Keller. And then she was able to drive a car and run for president.
And a plane.
And she drove the car. With one hand on the wheel and one hand
she
on
was
the road.
She was the first black woman to invent the water fountain.
You know what, dude?
Dude,
how many people might think that's real.
But anyway, they don't, like, they don't like water.
Some moron, some 10-year-old moron thinks it's real. Can you imagine putting a gun to your head and fucking and you pull squeezing that trigger and squeezing that trigger back and like is
Dude,
it is this it
I'd
is this it is this it
than, like,
is this it?
I'd rather that than like suffering on pills for 40 minutes and then dying.
How about people
and like choking on your own puke?
I heard slitting your wrist ain't so bad. Like if you just get in the bathtub and slit your wrist.
That's a long process, man. I just feel like a gun to the head.
I heard bleeding out ain't painful though. You just
I mean,
get
none
cold.
Of it's a good idea. I'm not promoting it.
Guys, for our fans out there,
do it and let us know.
Take pictures.
Do it.
That'll be our. We'll get kicked off Twitter.
No,
we'll
don't.
Go from
don't.
Like 11 downloads to 3 downloads.
Don't commit suicide because that would be that's bad for our fans.
No, there's people out there that
yeah,
love
we need
you. Yeah. You could come in, you could fly in here, and we'll be your friends.
Well, I watched a thing one time. So in Japan, there's a place called, like, the Suicide Forest. You ever seen this?
Yeah.
So oh, God. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Many
yeah.
people go, and they kill themselves in this thing. So they say that there's some kind of power. So there's a guy that literally...
Do they think that there's, like, the committing suicide in this certain place is a special thing?
Well, gooks think all kinds of silly stuff. So anyway.
Hey, if that wasn't so long, that would be the title of the show.
They eat everything.
Gooks think all kinds of silly stuff.
Yeah, I don't know about that whole gook thing.
They do.
Yeah, we've said gook too much.
We like to keep our racism a little bit hidden.
So there's a guy that he's like, his job is like, he's like a park ranger. But what he does, he's just on patrol to make sure that there aren't people killing themselves. So what he's explaining.
He doesn't do a very good job because apparently they do that all the time.
So listen, I'm gonna give
How
you the directions.
How many does he stop?
Place.
What's the percentage here?
Too many. I mean, no
the
matter
guys,
what.
The people he usually stops are about 5'5", black hair, brown eyes.
All you gotta do is let them drive around enough, because you know they're hitting something.
Yeah, so. either as a pedestrian or a driver.
Oh, that was good.
Oh no, he come out. No,
I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. Listen, you killed 5 or 6 people. Sorry. Then they're just confused everywhere they go.
I remember your face.
So. What he's found is that he'll go around, like, so he's showing, the point is that he's knowing the difference between people that want to kill themselves and people that are looking for attention, something like that. So he rolls up on this guy, and the guy's in a tent. So he knows that the guy has been staying there. He knows, you know, if you're going to kill yourself, you're not going and spending days thinking about it. You're fucking doing it.
Yeah, well, there's cries for help, which I think you're describing.
Yeah, that's the haircuts they use.
Yeah, and then...
the chink.
The penis cut.
Yeah, it's I think that's cut. Like, there's only like 3 or 4 that they're even allowed.
Well, first of all, and that blew my mind. That was the one thing Carmen sent me and I read and I was like, that I did not know that. I just thought that was like the style.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were like forced to have a certain haircut.
Like, not in China. In North Korea. North Korea.
Was it North Korea?
In North Korea,
Ching Chong towns.
I was going to say, I get mixed up.
It's funny
because I don't try to be racist, but
China has a lot of freedom, probably a lot more than we have at this point. At least they're allowed to do a lot of other shit.
I think a lot of people are doing better than we are.
They should try to have freedom for having driver's ed.
Plus, there's no PC shit. There's no PC culture over there. All they do is once in a while they kill a few hundred thousand.
Don't they cane you in
Islam,
the street if you do something wrong?
Believe that's Singapore.
Singapore, if you put gum on the street in Singapore.
But Singapore is a tight ship. They run that ship pretty good.
Yeah,
they're nice.
They're very efficient.
They're efficient.
It's the more millionaires than anywhere else in the
world.
Dude,
you shouldn't be
like
fucking doing that in any country. You should be ashamed of yourself if you're like throwing gum on the floor like a fucking bird.
Well, that dude that they
did that yesterday, and I kind of felt bad.
You
should have
been caned. They should have caned you.
20-something years ago when it was a big deal, that guy was in the news. What he was doing was he was doing graffiti with spray paint on cars.
Right. Yeah, because his mommy and daddy never hit him as a kid.
If he spray painted my car, I'd fucking kill.
Dude, they did something that guy in North Korea. Remember that guy in North Korea who stole like a banner or something, and they put him in prison.
Well,
he came
political
home.
Crimes are a totally different
right.
story.
But he
Here
came home. He came home.
It is.
He is. You're not lying.
Actually, politicians actually bail you out if you do things that they like.
Who, like Kamala Harris?
Kamala Hamster.
So he got back when they finally let that guy out of the North Korean prison. He died like the next day.
Well, because they said they was torturing him.
They tortured the shit out of him.
Yeah.
What's that old Chinese thing? Death of like 1,000 cuts.
Yeah. It's called like Lei Shui or something.
They start
like
with
that.
Their eyes when they're born.
They circumcise their eyes.
I get where you were going with that, but that was a little.
Yeah, they got too much. You got too much of foreskin on your eyes.
Trying my best.
I can't see your eyes. No eye.
They do cigar cutters on their eyelids when they're born. That's how they circumcise, like them.
And then another one cooks it and eats it.
They do eat everything.
It's an appetizer for the fish heads.
Yeah, I said on Twitter, like last year when it first came out, I said, well, maybe they should stop eating everything they trip over.
Yeah, stop eating everything that moves.
I remember that tweet. And I enjoyed it because I remember seeing it. I was like, you know what? That's fucking right. Like, they're eating everything.
Well, they rape and pillage and destroy everything in the environment. That's all they do.
If you eat an armadillo, something's wrong with you. I mean, I'm an adventurous, like, eater in some ways. And man, I know you're going to go for the joke. Yeah.
Let him do it.
Let him do it. Just let him do
that's
it.
That's what he's paid for.
Wait. You guys getting paid?
No, Carmen's had. Well, by the way, we'll talk about Carmen in a second. But
why?
Go ahead. Well, because he's not here.
But no,
obviously.
Well, fuck. I kind of forgot my point, to be honest with
you.
You
said you wouldn't need
Carmen.
Armadillo because you're because it's a, you, what's
just,
the point?
I don't know, dude. It's a shelled animal. I guess I eat oysters. So
would you eat
like
a turtle? Because I wouldn't eat a fucking turtle.
I ate turtle soup once.
It's gross.
Actually, turtle soup is pretty good.
So you may be of chink
in New Orleans.
You ate turtle soup then?
Yeah. It tastes like beef stew, dude.
I see. Well, go ahead.
No.
I was going to say I wouldn't eat alligator or nothing like that.
Alligator's excellent. Alligator's really good.
They eat a lot of amphibians, and it's like, where is that? China? That's horrible. No, it's in New Orleans. Oh, it's all right.
Yeah, well, the Creole get away with some shit.
Well, there's a difference between eating an alligator you cooked properly and skinned. But,
dog that you stole from a neighbor.
Well, just as opposed to like a live frog that's still moving. Dude, they fucking eat. They eat like worms and squid and shit.
That video is so many years old, and that video makes me
it's
fucking
gross, dude.
Almost and vomit. And I don't get like that with a
dude,
lot of
Asia
shit.
In general is big on that. Like, especially Japan and China. That's some diabolical shit.
Do you
shit.
Know what video I'm talking about?
Which
there's one?
One
with the Chinese kid, but there's one from Bum Fights.
Oh, bling bling?
They give the guy a guitar to eat, like, the... And the worst is, it's not even just a dead frog. Mm-hmm. It's, like, filled with formaldehyde. Like, it was supposed to get dissected.
God, it's so gross.
On Bum Fights, he eats it. He eats the whole thing to get a guitar, and then they find out he sold a guitar the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Bum Fights was some fucked up shit.
Do you guys remember a show called, I think it was the one where with Ty Bennington, where he would give you a new house? If you were losing your house, like, this crew would come in and give you a new house. I forget what it was called. Like new home improvement or
there's
something.
There's like 14
that.
Of them, but I'm
well,
sure. Yeah,
and it
we
was
know
like, move that
about.
Truck, move that truck. They'd move the truck in the house. They have like these poor people who didn't have a house to live in had a brand new house. Turns out most of those people fucking sold all those houses for money. And just,
one of my clients was on that show.
Yeah.
Not that exact one. He was on the one with the two twins.
I don't remember. The flipping houses with those,
yeah,
with those
yeah,
two.
Yeah, yeah.
I watch it.
You're like an home improvement.
With
Igadoo?
Yeah, I'm a construction worker in New York City, so you definitely watch two faggots selling a house.
Oh, wow.
He went in hard on that one.
Wait a minute. So let me know when I'm not accurate. You? Anything?
I mean...
That would be an anomaly. Two twin gays? I don't know, man. That's
twin
gays.
Twin gays. Twin gay.
Twins. There's so wait. We can make up so many words for this.
Gins.
Twin twinks, but like something more clever.
Twinks.
Well, I guess it just does work. As
Twinkies.
Twinks. Yeah.
So would you call them a fag guy?
Because they're plural.
Yeah, they're plural. Instead of plural for two gays, fag guy. Speaking of fags, where's Carmen?
Yeah, Carmen is a huge fag.
Carmen is suffering from the fags tonight, apparently. He goes, guys, I've been working so hard, I'm not going to be able to make it tonight.
Carmen works one overnight shift, and he's just like, my week is ruined.
Yeah. I'm shot. I gotta relax.
Dude, I work 13 hours a day usually. Like, shut up. Like, come on.
But
no,
it's like,
Carmen
come on.
Works hard. I'm fucking with him.
He does? I think he sits around for the most part.
I think
part.
He's just there for a lot of hours. I don't think he has to do too much.
Looks like he's
but he's there for a lot of it.
Sounds like a babysitter.
But he sleeps at work.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine being able to sleep at work.
He was doing, he was, yeah, yeah.
No, he can. He's on call. It's not like it's against the rules. Like, they
no,
fall
he
asleep.
Works hard, sure. But, you know, we all work hard.
Well, for those that don't have video, Murphy is shaking his head vigorously saying, no, he does not work hard.
I think the translation to I gotta take a day off, guys. We gotta relax. Is my wife is pissed at me. I gotta stay home because she's gonna beat the shit out of me.
Do you know what it's like being the face of a multi-billion-dollar corporation like the Disney Corporation? It's a lot of work.
Keep the mic closer. I got what you were doing.
That was
there,
a Mickey Mouse reference, by the way.
Yeah, I got
my
it.
My reference was done. You were catching up. The microphone
was
down.
Well, you kind of took a cul-de-sac like route to it. You know cul-de-sac. What I mean?
That doesn't even make sense.
I just mean an off-road route. Like,
oh, you mean convoluted?
You mean roundabout?
No, I meant cul-de-sac.
Convoluted.
I just meant a neighborhood convoluted. not close to the highway.
That was almost like last week in the studio.
You're just yelling at me.
Hey, Murph, move closer to the microphone. Yeah, you should move closer to the microphone. Hey, guy that does it
professionally. I didn't say that.
Oh, you did.
All right, guys.
And he was like, no, it's good, but Justin, you should move closer to the microphone. Pretend it's your boyfriend's
salami. Let's get this all out.
No, I actually, all I had to do was get my face out of the microphone. I was close.
Well,
Paul
won't tell you. The guy who runs the studio won't tell you to
DJ
your face.
DJ Anonymous.
That's right. I call him Paul. There's so many Pauls. The guy who runs the studio doesn't.
I don't think he's the only Paul in New York.
Yeah, no Paul.
Paul won't tell you
to your face that you got to move closer to the mic, but he did text me, hey, does Mike have to be here every show?
If that was a real text,
that's not a real text.
So hard
that's not
it.
A real text.
Imagine, no, of course it's not.
He's
Paul,
his favorite.
Paul loves Mike. Yeah.
Paul come. Paul. I mean, Murph goes up to Paul after the show, and it's like the land.
And
they
talk for 20 minutes.
The land
like
of a thousand compliments. He's like, dude, bro, I love your studio,
no,
bro.
I don't do that at all. I have a legitimate conversation amongst two minds that aren't retarded like you guys.
Two minds.
Listen, it's like, and here's the creepy corner. It's one intellectual thinker. One twink, one retard, and one diabetic.
Wait. Oh, so you're the intellectual thinker? Is that what you're saying?
Wait, which one am I, the retard or the diabetic? I'm all hitting.
I don't know, because Murph could be all three of those other ones.
Clearly not a twink. Diabetic, possibly.
You could totally be a
twink.
Yeah. Me and Zen actually had a
Turn the camera around. There's a pink shirt.
It's not pink.
Salmon.
Oh, that's right. Peach sorbet.
Salmon.
Dick.
He's got a salmon shirt on.
Yeah.
There's fit.
No, you
fishy.
Disappeared in the bathroom for a while, and we were pretty convinced you were getting cream pied. We talked about
yeah,
this.
That. No, that makes sense. So let me get this straight. Three friends
and
hanging
then
out.
You called the guy
a guy goes to the bathroom, and you guys talk about gay sex, but I'm the faggot? Sounds about right. Hey, look at my pink shirt. Murphy's probably doing gay stuff
this
in the bathroom.
This guy's incorrigible.
Everybody's gay except for me.
He's got an answer for everything.
I'm telling you,
he's got a gay alibi.
I can blow a man and be less gay than you. I've said it before. Wop, 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 wop.
Wop, wop, wop. He even knows the sound.
I think that's pretty universal.
Wop, wop, wop.
He's doing the Pac-Man. Wop, 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 wop. That girl's going to get me a Pac-Man song.
Pac-person?
Hold on. Pause.
Man, do I love cock.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's great. What were we talking about?
That's funny.
I like how we have technical difficulties and it comes
really,
down that,
to me, that would seem like the difficulty.
Whoever's listening to this show, you're going to hear a big edit right there.
We were just trying to figure out
how this shit works. Every once in a while, Justin's computer upgrades and then all hell breaks loose. So what did you were talking about, Murph?
My computer has AIDS.
Murph just had an interesting factoid. Did you not? Or you just talking
I don't
about
remember. I'm trying to fight the reality.
We were talking about the
friends.
Biden thing. You
about
said.
Biden, they tried. He went live.
He was trying to answer live questions, so they cut him off immediately.
He went
rogue.
Where did they cut him off on the
he
actual?
Can't speak
unfortunately,
publicly.
Not around the throat.
But I mean, they cut him off at CNN or just the whole feed.
I don't know.
That's the first time he's ever said throat. That it's not a gay joke.
Well, I wanted to talk about this because I saw the CPAC speech that Trump gave.
Go for it, because I did not.
It was
see
like
this.
You
was
look
like
you need to be seeing ZPAC.
What do you mean?
It's for people that are sick.
Okay, good one.
You guys are below me intellectually.
No, we Well, I was gonna make a
you're
below
you're
joke.
Below me, and you should below
and
me.
You should below.
You
this.
Want a below me sandwich?
A below me sandwich.
Yeah, I'm the man.
So I said, did you see the CPAC speech?
Nope.
You didn't see it at all.
No, I know that he went, do you guys miss me? And they're like, yeah, let's have more boat parades while they steal the election.
I was for like strep throat, but he made it seem like it was AIDS. Like,
no, I didn't say that. I said because you're usually sick. It's because of your low immune system due to HIV, the virus that causes AIDS.
I'm not sick more than any other average person.
I was talking about Zennhauser.
Yeah,
so
he knows a lot
about
AIDS. He must do a lot of research for himself.
I think he's on prep.
Am I right? You on the you prepping for something?
All right.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
I just saw a prep commercial recently. I saw a prep commercial. It was two guys holding hands, and all of a sudden
they're like 400 minutes long.
Yeah. Why did they get louder and 3 minutes long?
And then all of a sudden it was.
You watched for the full 3 minutes.
All of a sudden, you saw the hand. The guy let go of the other guy's hand. He took a hard hat and he put it on. It was Murph.
Yeah.
And then you give Murph gave the thumbs up, but he's got no more AIDS. But you do have AIDS.
Is there a guy with a hard hat in that commercial at some point?
There's a hard something. It ain't hat.
It's a hard head in your heart. In your heart, twat. Oh man!
Just walking out of that porta potty with like Vito.
How come they don't show real gay stuff like a guy changing shitty bloody sheets? You know,
the downside.
Take
the downside of
take
being gay.
Scovey for prep. It's just a room full of disappointed fathers.
No, it was a movie called Philadelphia. I'm pretty sure they showed a lot.
How about a guy drinking a bucket of cum? You never see that.
In West commercial. Philadelphia, born and raised, up my anus is where I got most of my.
I would
AIDS.
Assume you have to. I would assume you have to, like I don't have a washer dryer here. If I had gay sex, I would have a problem with sheets.
What did he do? He left already.
Are you a busy nightclub owner and have a problem with sheets? Yeah. I can't get out these stains.
You know what I was talking about?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's a detergent just catered to gay men who have dirty shit sex.
They got to be Korean.
You have a shit stain. You have an ill sex.
We don't say nothing.
Oh, you a fudge a pack up. Oh, so much of fun.
You bite the pillow so much.
I've dropped off in my life at least 10,000 crunchy cum socks to the laundromat.
Yeah, she goes, oh, you're so crunchy. It's like a tuna roll.
What they do is they just stand them up in the corner and they spray them with the hose.
I was writing that down. I didn't even.
You're so crunchy. You're so crunchy.
That's the name of the episode.
It's like, oh, it's so crunchy. What is that? A commercial for a cereal? No, my laundry. Yeah.
Oh, Murphy, you have many socks this time.
No, you know what the best is? Every time
the side of the dryer.
Yo, I walk in with my laundry bag. They go drop it off, and you see like, the two girls are folding clothes. They're like, they're like this. Like
what do you
gloves
whisper?
On.
Yeah,
you can't say that out loud. The guy who masturbates.
I know, but you can say it out loud. It's a podcast.
It's part of the.
Do you really?
I know you're acting it
out.
Socks? It's an act out.
I never did that.
Oh, you know what they can do? They can use his socks and make Nori and like
I don't
roll,
have a guy
make,
to clean it up. For
you
me.
Too good for Adidas?
Oh, you make a California roll with your sock.
Ew.
I've never jerked off.
It adds to the shrimp flavor.
Am I missing out? I'm going to do it like right after you guys
Dude,
leave.
I don't care what gets politically correct, what gets canceled. There's nothing that's going to stop a good Asian accent joke.
No, because the Asians don't complain.
Oh! They're too busy working 18 hours a day.
Yeah, they're too busy laughing.
Seppuku.
Oh, we're fans of the Asians, so don't take it too hard.
They're too busy.
Not really.
They're too busy laughing at us when we walk into their restaurant. 350-pound people coming in and ordering fucking deep-fried fucking noodles.
Oh, dude. All right.
Oh, listen. This is a big joke.
That
I think
is
Chinese
such
food
like a hood staple is like that Chinese restaurant.
Dude, you know,
Murph worked at one.
Listen to me. Whenever you move, the first thing like me, I just moved to White Plains. The first thing I need to do, where's the rub and tug? I knew that already. Where's that? Yo, where do I get my clothes washed, my penis washed, and my dink food? They're all in one.
My dink food.
It's a one-stop
shop. They wash
shop.
Your clothes, wash your penis, and they make delicious food.
It's all the same building. It's
and
just different floors.
And the best part about it is
they're
always
making fried
always
rice, and he just goes in the back, and he gets a blowjob.
No, they're three different places, but they're all confused always.
Well, because it's certain neighborhoods. I just think that you don't think that's like a hood staple?
Yeah, Chinese food place. Yeah,
dude,
chopped cheese. Yeah,
you know what it is when you walk in.
You know what's
in,
funny? Black people and Jewish people. It's the only thing they have in common is they love Chinese food.
And they always order fucking chicken wings.
Awful
at a
hair.
Food restaurant.
Dude, chicken wings at a Chinese food restaurant will make you almost die. Like it's
the grossest.
I'm not saying
thing.
They're not tasty.
I actually prescribe it for boosting your immune system.
Possibly. I
dude,
mean,
that
you
oil.
Might be on
listen to me. What? This is a true
oil.
Story. You guys ready for this?
It's so oily.
As a Ute, right? My Ute.
As a Ute? Like a young person?
Yes, as a Ute.
None of us are Utes anymore.
Oh, my God, we're horrible. So anyway.
Go ahead.
I worked at a place that they did professional catering, right?
And when you were a Ute. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that's
essentially
fault.
Two good stories. Are you ready for this?
We should have a new podcast called Justin Catches Up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's always 2 weeks late.
Yeah, it's always
I'm
3 minutes
I'm always running
behind.
Yeah, and you do nothing?
It's
when, you were, when you were young.
We could call it CPT.
So go ahead, finish your story.
Anywho, listen, these talking people, about being I'm late. Not going to say where, but I was a Ute. And, they would keep their oil in the deep fryer way longer than you should, right?
Yeah, you told me this.
Now, after that, you'd be like, oh, my God, this is horrible. What they would do, they would sell it to the chink food place down the street. Right. That was awesome. Another one. So my job one day was, you ever see those giant coffee urns?
Yes.
Okay, right, so what I had to do was, you know, the time you plug it into a timer so it could go off in the morning. So instead of only water in this thing, I just pissed in it all day long. I mean,
how did you get away with pissing in it, by the way?
What do you mean? I was by myself.
Yeah, why did you do that?
Why are you by yourself? There's usually
a Chinese food.
Usually 10 Chinese people.
I wasn't in a fucking Chinese place. I worked for a catering
place. Oh, you didn't say that.
I did too. They sold the oil to the filthy fucking animals. And,
You mean the catering place you used to work
yes,
at?
Yes, yes.
Used to sell the oil.
You skipped.
I didn't sell them the oil. This is an ongoing thing.
Because you've told this story
the
before.
The catering company would
skipped.
Right.
Would sell it
yes.
after it was
to
in
the
there
Chinese
for way
food
too
restaurant.
Long.
Right, right.
Cooking oil is not expensive.
We got it. We're caught up.
Well, yeah. So okay. So Justin's back. So you can
no,
ask,
the
you
whole
can ask
audience
me.
Is
you can ask me
now.
In 15 minutes about this next one.
You
so,
skipped like six steps in that story.
No, I didn't. So, no, so then I
it's
made
like a chimpanzee
I made
when you
piss
fucking moves.
In this thing all day long.
But why?
I don't know. Really, I'm fucking retarded.
He has a lot of. He's got a lot of anger issues from
no,
not being able
about
to come
being
out
angry.
Of the closet.
I think that I'm this.
That's
I
some twink shit. You want to guys to drink your pee?
I see. Now I didn't say anything about that. You made it to that. At, I don't know why.
You know what?
I'm an idiot.
I appreciate that because for once in a Chinese situation, Murph played joke.
Yeah.
And Murph played pee.
Murph
played
joke.
Murph made joke. Murph put pee pee in your Coke.
I knew I like you.
Oh, this tastes like oolong tea.
He was accepted into society.
Yeah, first of all,
oolong pee. Oolong pee.
They gave him a robe.
That's when I got like, my brown belt, my yellow belt.
You make oolong tea. It tastes like oolong pee.
Oolong, whatever that is. Those are
oolong
noodles.
No, oolong. There's oolong tea and there's
no,
oolong
there is
noodles.
Oolong tea. There's not.
It's
oolong.
The same.
Are there oolong noodles?
Yes, there are. Oolong noodles are derived.
It's a whole Ching style of cooking.
It's what's your, style?
I think it's the only one that involves non-live fish heads.
What's your style?
What's your style?
I've never seen this style. You mean ooh, I've ooh. Never, wait a minute? I've never seen this style. You kill the animal first before you eat it.
I can't even write.
You have to draw it in funny.
You mean
characters.
you don't beat to the dinner with a shoe and then put it in the deep fry?
Listen, if any meal that you have there, somebody has to fucking scare the shit out of it to increase its tastiness. I don't want it.
That sounds like a Pizzagate like conspiracy. Like
yeah. No, even
what
like
they do,
they no,
the
even
kids.
The dogs.
They scare the chicken.
You have to kill them at peak fear, and it makes it good.
Yeah, it's the adrenaline. Come on, man.
Actually, you know, supposedly,
have an adventurous fucking. What's the word I'm looking for?
Adventurous palate.
Palate.
Listen,
yes,
adventurous.
Exactly
adventurous for
that's
me is
word.
Eating Indian food, not chink food.
Indian food is the bomb.
No,
it is.
Dude,
the Maharaja platter?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen plenty of food shows like we all have of like in Asian countries. Like they eat bugs in Thailand on the street and shit like that. Like I like experimenting with
dude,
food. I'm not doing that.
Everything
and
on
sexuality?
Shut up.
Everything on a stick. Spiders, fucking scorpions, all kinds of
dude,
shit.
How could you eat a scorpion? That's the scariest thing they, like, ever.
They eat that fucking that.
I can never
they
do
eat that half embryo egg, the one that's like almost developed into a chicken.
Ugh.
They wait until it gets like halfway and
why,
then they eat
though?
It. Because they're
that's
cruel.
Just asking to get diarrhea for like 7 days. Like at least. They have stomachs of cement.
That's what I was gonna say. I would imagine that the dink is they're fucking they're
the
invincible.
And the Mexican.
Yeah, the beaner does eat a lot of fucking beans.
Well, the Mexicans, they deal with that water, so their stomach is probably tough as shit. Because if you go down there and you drink that water, you get that
Montezuma's revenge.
Yeah.
Well, they're also too busy working for slave wages 18 hours a day to even
no,
use the bathroom without getting
but
hit.
But listen.
They just shit their pants and don't tell anybody.
Right.
To the Mexicans' credit, though, I mean, at least they eat normal. They fucking cook their food. Like
well,
that
food is amazing.
That's pretty
I'm
much
not,
the only
yeah.
thing they have to offer society.
Well, so do Italians.
No.
And jokes.
And tons of labor.
Yeah, but again, we've gone over
but
this.
But that's like something the Italians. It's the same shit. All Italians were able to deliver was labor and food.
Yeah,
the
and,
best
and,
food
and,
in the world.
And some of the greatest inventions to ever fucking happen.
Like
some
what?
Of the greatest art. Leonardo da Vinci is probably the greatest inventor of history
Leonardo
ever.
Leonardo da Vinci?
Yeah.
Gay.
Oh, well, you can call whatever you want. How about
he
this?
Was, he
was
gay.
Definitely
gay.
Michelangelo?
Yeah.
Gay.
They were all gay.
What about Raphael?
gay.
What about Splinter?
Splinter.
All of the turtles.
I believe this is early Splinter.
If you live in a sewer, you're either a faggot or a junkie.
Splinter really flourished in the Renaissance.
Yeah.
His name was Splinter because he had a small penis.
Because he was belonged to a terrorist organization.
Splinter Cell.
Yeah, that was good.
That was too many jokes.
Did you see that? There's a new show with Stanley Tucci out. You know Stanley Tucci?
No. Nope.
Yes, I know Stanley Tucci.
He's a famous actor.
You know who he is if you see his face.
Who's a big? He's a big one of those really like upscale Italians. He's not like a low class skinny like us.
Wasn't he the third Godfather or something?
But I believe the way Italians goes, the lower class of the guinea, the higher you're held in society. You're a big fucking deal.
Yeah, we've talked about this many times. Paulie Walnuts is the best fucking Italian. Did you
hear the last Italian inauguration speech? Went like this. Oh! That was it.
I can't wait for the president one day
then he spit on his wife's mustache.
Said, finish what you
no,
were
no, no.
saying.
I just say he tours Italy and he does like a Italy food tour. But he's like, he bothers me as an Italian. He's like one of those like pedigree Italian
guys. I think he's
got
a brother. Hold on.
Well, you know, this is how the Italian military salute each other.
What is it? I can't.
Oh, I like Stanley Tucci, but I have not seen what you're talking about. So maybe I wouldn't like that.
Tucci?
Murph, it's this guy.
Stanley Tucci.
Still don't know him.
you totally know him.
Oh, let me see him again. No, one more time.
Well, I'm trying to find a younger picture. Oh, yeah. He got old.
So what happened with Dr. Seuss? Somebody said like he's gay or something?
Dr. Seuss?
Yeah, I know that.
What's going on with Dr. Seuss?
If they said he was gay, they'd be promoting his books.
Right. So what happened? His books are racist?
I think they're misogynistic, but they reversed that, I believe.
But how is this mother? I've read all those books. I didn't really get that whole racist vibe.
Wait a minute. You mean
books.
Recently?
Yeah. I know that's,
yo,
le-
you
that's
do a
the
lot
level.
Of work for this show. I appreciate that.
I do research.
You're at a,
that's,
you're,
that's the level that we're
you're
at.
You're at a six-month-old reading level? I appreciate you. You should tutor Carmen.
Well, you know, usually that's where I end up in the library just trying to pick up girls.
Wait,
dude, not for nothing. That is
not for nothing podcast.
The library or like the grocery store is the best place to pick
up
girls, especially like college age.
I picked up a woman in church.
I mean, when I'm in college, not like now. I don't go trolling for college chicks now.
Why? They always say the same age.
Yeah, but I don't live in a college town anymore. But
it's Yonkers,
dude,
New York.
Stop and Shop in fucking Rhode Island
stop
is when
and
I went
shop.
There. Dude, because you look responsible, and that's just enough that you need. You know what I mean?
We need a Kroger's.
Yeah. They don't have Kroger's. Very high expectations of other college people.
You know what you got to do?
Right. Like, if you're buying chicken, like, oh, man, he's got his shit together.
Or you can't swim.
Shop.
This guy's got an hour and a half on his hands to fucking roast the chicken. When you buy a whole chicken, that's like an all-in situation.
Yeah, but I mean, they
what
like,
kind of
you know.
What are you talking about?
You're looking at 18 million other dudes that are eating chicken fingers or chicken wings like Murph at the bar, and then you see one person like buying food, mm-hmm. It's you're automatically going up a couple points, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I'm not good at hitting on girls in like nightclubs.
But I do really well across the board.
I only do good in like normal situations.
Nightclubs aren't good for that kind of. There's no conversation in a nightclub.
You're just yelling in their ear,
and you're just like, what?
Wait.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I've been to a lot of nightclubs, bro. All different kinds of nightclubs.
Boiler room?
Yeah, I've been with you to some of them. Yeah,
to Sound Factory, and we would literally get there at 4 o'clock in the morning. That's all people that are going there to do drugs.
Oh, yes. I would think of the guy who used to fucking, he was responsible with the party monster.
You're talking about Michael Alley. Yeah. He's like 20 years older than us, and that was the Limelight.
The Limelight.
Anywho,
okay.
But that's like,
not far. I mean,
but you went there too.
Limelight,
right?
I've been to Limelight, and I was there when it was Avalon. Now it's a gym, and they make like.
I thought it was a shopping center. I was there
it
like 2 years ago.
It is.
Ago.
There's
yeah.
a whole Limelight group now. There's like artisans like bakery in there.
It's so weird. You walk into a church, and there's you could buy t-shirts.
Yeah, it was. My opinion, that was one of the most interesting nightclubs ever. Only for because of the venue. But what I was going
to
say is
I knew
is
a girl
that
used to dance there, like an older girl that used to dance at Lima in the cages and shit.
It was really cool. I mean,
she's like 70?
No, she's like 50, but like it like.
Oh, you mean back then she was 20?
Yeah, that's how it works.
She wasn't 50 in the
no,
cage.
No, she was 50 then, now she's 8.
So go ahead. So
the name of the place is Benjamin Button's Nightclub.
So you still go.
Everybody
so,
just gets older as the night goes
so which
on.
Club, so which club are you talking about?
In clubs in general. What so, I'm going to tell you.
Everybody's a geriatric at the at like 6 a.m.
There's Hold things on. That I. There's a few things that I can teach the youths out there. So how old is Don? Because you know he. So
I like
Don.
How you push that in one more
so
time.
This. Check this out. The if youths. You go out, right? Yes. First of all, if yeah. you're going to go out and your plan is to score. Do not show up. Happy hour does not work. You need late night, okay?
Oh, of course. Okay? Low-hanging fruit.
Yeah. Oh, dude, the lowest. I need them on the ground.
The lowest.
No, no, listen to me. You have the to catch lowest. Them right when they fall from the tree down.
They're just rotten. They're just rotten. It's just dirty. No. It's dirty, soft apples.
Yet. They're just kind of ripened.
They're going to be, no, rotten. They're gonna be yeah. rotten around
I'm
5
not,
o'clock
I'm not talking
in the
about
morning.
Oh,
yeah, they
I'm
will
not
rot.
Talking about if you have any dignity whatsoever. I'm talking about if you're looking to pump numbers up.
Yeah, listen, if you're looking for
cocaine and showing up late yeah. is all you need.
Well, listen, one thing I will tell you is cocaine is I knew one kid
cocaine
he was,
is the,
he was
it's
such
the golden
an
ticket.
Ugly fat motherfucker.
I'm right here, bro.
And I'm not gonna say his name because I haven't talked to him in
We
many
introduced
years.
Him already. And introducing Anthony Senhouse.
but this kid sold coke in my school and he fucked so many girls. Like it was ridiculous. I'm not saying high class
no,
girls.
No, coke
obviously.
Fucked all these girls.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, just because he had cocaine,
yeah.
this yeah. fat, like, Jewish, like, kid, like, he looked like, what's his name in War Dogs? Bless you. He looked like
COVID.
Jonah Hill in War Dogs. Mm-hmm. Like, he looks like that. Like,
they all
got
do.
That belly
they all like Jonah
and
Hill.
And he even laughs like that. It's like, that's
it
like him.
Matter.
But listen, what I'm saying is it. That's what I'm saying. It's okay. It's like a cheat code,
dude. When you know I was I mean? when I was in my early 20s, going
I
should have
sold coke. I would have. Well, I'd probably be dead of AIDS already,
dude.
How was the prohibition?
It was unbelievable the amount of coke that was getting done every night, dude. Yeah. When I went to any bar, you can go to any fucking hole in the wall at all, and it was just fucking five girls in the bathroom every 5 minutes. Five girls in the bathroom every girls. I mean, that was it. You,
and
you
those
had
are the best girls you
right.
want to go for.
If you had
well,
a key,
that for that night.
If you had a fucking little gram, 2 grams, you're done. You're good.
Dude, I remember I got cock blocked once in like junior year of college.
Was the guy mad?
Shut up.
I knew it. I knew
it's
it.
That's all I have.
I know, but
dude,
you don't
gotta
even
wait.
Let me finish a sentence.
That's gotta, the idea. That's what I use.
No, he hits it at the right moment. You can't get mad
it's okay.
at him for that.
I'm sorry.
I'm obviously not
selfish.
Very sensitive
I'm sorry.
To it.
Justin, it's called momentum.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I forgot what I was saying. No, so anyway. No, but
You got cock blocked.
Yeah, one time in college I got cock blocked because I did not have
cocaine.
The cocaine and somebody else did. And she totally left me
that's,
to go to the guy with cocaine.
That's not cock blocking though.
It's sort
that's
of
that's not cock blocking. A cock block is when a
what would
person
you call it?
I would
coke
call
block?
It you got coked out. Yeah, I got coke
yeah.
blocked. Coke blocked. Dude. Because that's not his fault. It's not his yeah. fault you didn't have cocaine.
No, and I was friends with him. He didn't like.
None
didn't
of what I'm saying is
yeah.
a cock block is when somebody intentionally stops you from getting pussy
no,
to get it
no,
himself.
No, he. Well, again, this is college, so you're like you're in a bar and things are loud and
this
crazy.
This guy was an Eagle Scout.
No, and he just like told her he was like, I got coke at home, and she was just like, I'm gonna go with him.
Yeah,
and
I would go with him too.
Yeah,
I probably would have went too.
I have coke at home and. 3 pounds of bologna. I'm in.
That's why. That's awesome. Like this Chappelle show when he's making his like great moments and hooking up when he's got the fat chick next to him and the skinny girl. He's like, I got some weed at home. Skinny girl's like, you got weed? You got weed? Okay. And the girl's like, I don't want no fucking weed. He's like, I got pizza too.
No, that is.
I got pizza.
Yeah. How about the hole in the popcorn trick? That was one of the best greatest moments
great.
In hookup history.
The herpes episode was great. That's yes. why. That's how I got this.
Herpes. Oh, that's disgusting.
Herpes, never had it. I've fucked girls with herpes.
I have too, actually.
But they told me, like, up front,
they
like,
say
listen, 60%
of people have it.
Like, I got genital herpes. And I'm like, okay, are you flaring up?
It's probably,
up?
Like, in your bloodstream somewhere, but it just doesn't.
You can't get it unless it's a flare up. It's not contractible.
I've never had sex with a woman with visible sores.
Shut up.
I will tell you
women,
that much.
No.
You really did?
Men?
No, I said I've never had sex with a woman. Visible sores.
Men?
That sounds so gross. Sore. Visible sores. Got, that's my
hey, listen,
well, that's
name.
True,
hey, honey,
though.
Listen, go in the bathroom.
Yes.
Go in the bathroom, pop those, and come back.
No,
thanks.
You oh. got to listen. It is a true thing. You just got to look.
Up.
You know.
I heard they're delicious.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But you would, I mean, if a woman had
I
any,
mean, that's funny, but that's
if a,
disgusting.
If a girl had any sort of common decency, you know, she would tell you that, she, you know, if she's having a flare
maybe
up,
just don't take out her pussy
just
when
don't
she's
fuck.
Having one.
Just don't listen. Just like, listen. Yeah, I mean, listen.
Just be a nun for the next
three weeks. I dated a girl. Yeah. I dated a girl recently. She, you know, I'm not going to say who, but.
Yeah, yeah, I got
But
you.
We all know.
Paris Hilton?
And, yeah, Paris Hilton.
Yes, that's
but,
exactly
you know,
who it was.
It's and, you know, it's usually you don't get, it's usually not that contractible unless there's a problem.
No, I've had, I think we've all had, I mean, any adult male in his 30s that has had, like, a sexual history has had the scare at least.
What scare?
The any disease,
the gonorrhea,
being gay.
I've never had a STD scare. Well, I've had a few pregnancy scares.
I've had a scare.
If you thought you got a girl pregnant, imagine how scared she was.
Fucking asshole! What a fucking dick! And he looks at you right. He looks at you right in your eyes.
Could you imagine it? Knowing it's like my kid will never see her father turn. I blew it. It was going to be so good.
I'll never see her his father.
He'll never see her seventh.
You
birthday.
Never had a scare? You never went to the clinic?
No.
Oh, dude.
Never.
I
no,
did.
No, no, no. I never
yeah.
did. I never
I,
did.
Well, it's in college I did several times.
Really?
Yeah, it always worked out
who
fine.
The fuck were you
but like
fucking?
I was probably just more
girls.
Paranoid. Oh my God!
I'm never
gonna
stop.
It.
Stop.
Come on, this is what the fans
but
want.
It's not even funny anymore.
It's what the fans want.
No, but what about Murph? You've had scares, I'm sure.
Nah. I've never had like
you're full of shit.
I've never had like a Bernie when I pee feeling. I've never
no,
had
no,
like,
I never had
mental.
That either.
Never
it's
had,
all
it's
mental.
All mental, bro. Let me tell
mental.
You something.
Never had the discharge.
No, I'm not saying in real life it's all mental.
No,
but I agree with Murph that with
I've
me,
had many of them, and I'm going to tell you what happens
with
every,
me. It's all mental.
Every commercial you see on TV is for sexually transmitted disease.
I get upset when I see the Truvada commercial.
A bus will come by. You probably
AIDS.
Have a sexually transmitted disease, yeah.
I'll never
AIDS
forget.
AIDS, I don't even care.
AIDS don't even matter anymore.
But you said, you, but listen.
I mean, I still don't want it.
But listen, you
stop it.
You said a scare, which to me that says that.
No, I've never had like a pop-up.
You never had to go take a shot.
No,
you never
I
had
just,
to get a
I
shot
just,
of penicillin.
I just felt shitty. Like,
what is
like,
this,
I made
Vietnam?
A bad...
What do you mean, go and get a shot of penicillin?
Well, if you have gonorrhea, how do you think they cure it, dickhead?
I'll tell you right now how they do it with several antibiotics.
Yeah, so they
well,
give you a
no,
shot.
Well, no, but penicillin is in it. You guys are both
yeah,
sort of right.
I see what you mean. The way that I'm saying
you don't get it after the soup line.
Yeah, it's not like Charlie Luciano getting a needle in his
like
dick.
I'm a World
yeah.
War II. No, that's a different situation. A World War that's before penicillin.
You don't get your penicillin and then your shell shock pills.
I gotta tell you, I am so glad my scares never led to that. That scene in Boardwalk Empire when he gets the needle.
When he gets the
dick.
Fucking claw.
And
it's a fucking retractable claw that
it's
scrapes
that giant
the
gold needle with the brass knuckle.
Do you know what it does? It scrapes the inside of your penis, dude.
Your urethra.
It gets all that dead meat out of your dick. Because that's what
no,
happens.
No. Oh
when
my
you
God.
Have, dude, I was reading a book on.
I would not touch a prostitute back in the 1920s.
I was, well, of course you would. And you wouldn't use a condom either because none of them did. If you,
it didn't exist. I don't think
they did have condoms back then, but nobody. Again, I've never used a condom either.
Those were like weird items. Those are probably like they were only sold in like the Asian.
Well, it made your dick go away. Yeah. That's what fucking condoms do. They either make your dick go away or you last fucking forever.
Oh, condoms.
So that's what we should call this show because our dick went away tonight.
No, it's. and again, I like doing it because I know he hates
come
it.
Come on, that was
good. But I'm gonna reference Seinfeld on this one, like. George Costanza thing with the condom is totally true.
That's hysterical.
Like you get a two bit of frustrated open in it.
Yep.
And you're done.
You're done.
If you're drinking.
Well,
to me, it's
like, you know, I mean, I've had
it totally rose.
I've had
experience.
Sex with a girl for like an hour and a half with it.
I'd be stop. Like, I would rather
no,
you...
but not good, not in a good way. Like I'm not coming out
imagine
of it.
Imagine how she feels. Listen.
Well, listen. Why don't you? I'll give you a whole list of women that almost came. All right.
I don't even have that. They're not even close. Like anywhere near. Nah.
No.
Right.
I thought I was like the man when I lost my virginity.
I know how to treat
like
a. I know how to treat
minutes.
A peach.
How
don't I, ladies?
Shut up, dude. Come on. You didn't even finish that
you
one. You just started
off.
Laughing.
I know.
Them you
teed
I'm
them
just
off.
Speaking. Anything I say, you're just going for.
By
it.
The way, I want to take some time out right now. But go ahead.
Really?
What
me too.
About?
Like the next fucking 10 years.
Time out of what?
The show.
I want to give a shout out to somebody. This guy, you know, this guy who follows us in Sweden. His name is Bear Fisherman.
Oh, the guy who made that audio clip
at Bear Fisherman is who
Gucci
is on Twitter.
Said our names. I wasn't exactly sure how to like.
No, why?
Because
I
understand.
Because the last
production
time,
guy.
The last time we did
I like
a show.
His accent, though.
The last time we did a show, I didn't give him props. He's actually a new Patreon.
Is it Bear or B-A-R-E?
No, it's Bear. I'm pretty sure it was.
Well, his
right
he's
now.
At
oh,
Bear Fisherman. He always changes his name.
That does he? Is he a naked fisherman or is he fish for bears and fish? B-A-R-E or B-A-R?
All right, now you're just...
As a bear, B-A-R.
Okay.
You're reaching.
This is a big deal.
A bear fisherman? If somebody fishes naked?
But, yo, he does, yo... I asked him where he's...
What?
Dude,
what?
Listen.
That's a normal thing.
I asked this guy's name at Bear Fisherman.
Oh, yeah, I know Bear Fisherman is a normal guy.
I asked him where he was from one time because I thought he had an English accent, but he says he's from Sweden. He's from Sweden. And he goes, I'm from Sweden. He goes, but sometimes I talk with an American accent. He goes, hi. He goes, what's up? He's like, I like surfing. Dr. Pepper.
You say hello to Impractical Jokers,
you know,
for me.
And kicking ass. And he's got this accent, dude. Like the people in other countries think that we say Dr. Pepper. Like, I
That's
love
Minnesota.
That.
You know what I picture him as? Because we don't know what he actually
looks like. A
big
blonde homo?
No, I picture him as Flea from The Big Lebowski. The nihilist.
Yeah,
we don't care about nothing.
It's not fair. She got off all tall for this.
Not fair.
It's not fair.
Uter. That's such an underrated movie. I know people who like it love it.
Oh, I love that movie.
So many people hate that. Like, not hate.
I've never seen it in its entirety.
Dude. The Big Lebowski?
Yes.
Dude,
I'll give
it
a DVD.
It's one of the best movies ever made.
I have Netflix.
One of the best. It's not on Netflix, but go ahead.
It might be on whatever. It's on one of them.
Netflix never has the fucking movie you want to watch. It's
Netflix
always
takes it up the ass.
No, you need to have everything. You need to have HBO. You need to have
If
Amazon,
you
want to
watch Caddyshack, all they have is Caddyshack 3.
I'll tell you motherfuckers right now.
Was there a third one?
No.
Oh, okay.
I have
off-brand.
I have the Fire Stick, and it's $120 for the year, and you have all live TV channels and all the Netflix stuff.
I never watch live TV.
But for $120 for the year, you'd be in.
Between Hulu, Amazon, HBO, Showtime, and Netflix, those five things, I think you got everything.
Oh, I like to watch the Yankees and such.
No, but you can go out and watch sports.
What if I want to stay home?
I don't want to sit home and watch a fucking 4.5-hour fucking baseball game.
All right, cool.
I don't know, man. Baseball is really hard to watch, like, when you're just sitting on your couch. It's a long fucking thing.
It's probably
thing.
The best sport on earth.
Really?
It's boring.
As far as strategy?
I like being in a baseball game, but I don't
being there
but,
is
but,
a different
But watching
thing.
It on
I'll
TV, I
don't
want to get...
Well, you don't mean in the game.
I worked at
what
Yankee
are you
Stadium.
About?
Like running, like strategy.
Oh yeah, okay,
right,
okay, okay, Johnny Goodbody.
He's just mad because we're arguing with him.
This fat fuck over here is calling me fat, which I am fat.
I think the best sports watching television is actually football or hockey
or soccer. Even soccer's fun.
Soccer's really good if you appreciate.
I like baseball.
If you appreciate soccer, you're a great woman.
Listen, I'll watch baseball on TV, but I want to watch it when I'm drinking and I want to watch it with my friends.
Like playoff Yankees, awesome.
I can't watch baseball by myself.
Every second counts, but baseball. 300 games a fucking
year.
Yeah,
it's a lot of games.
160 games. That's
not even that far off.
It's a lot of games.
The most electric thing to watch in sports is New York Ranger playoff hockey.
Okay, I'll give you that. Yeah. No, because a hockey game is probably one of the most fun times I've ever had at like a sport.
It's the greatest spectator sport.
And I was young enough. I wasn't drinking. It wasn't any of that. I still had so much fun. I was probably like 15 or 16. I went to Rangers Islanders. It's the only hockey game I've been to. No, I know you were going to go for something. It's okay.
You'll
get another one.
I know.
Yeah, hockey's fun. I went to school in Oswego, upstate New York, and we had a really good We had a really good hockey team, and it was fun to go to all the games, man. It's like when you hear that slam against the walls and shit, it's fucking exciting, dude. It's like these guys beat the shit out of each other, for real.
Well, for something about
it. And that puck goes flying.
They're allowed to fight.
That puck goes flying, dude. That can kill you if you fucking
hit it. Well, that's why it's hard to watch on TV. But in person, it's great.
Remember they tried to do the puck track thing? With
the circle
light on
around
it,
the puck?
Horrible.
People, because every NHL, like, real fan flipped out. And I don't blame them.
HGTV
changed it.
Yeah. I hate soccer. I despise it. But the one thing that I will give its credit to is that end hockey, a goal is so much more meaningful.
Because it's a low-scoring sport.
That goes into one score. You know what I mean? And I respect
it changes
that.
Everything. Yeah. One little moment changes the whole game. It's not like the NBA where like every 2 minutes.
I've said this before. Any NBA basketball game since the beginning, since when it started, college, anything, all you have to do is watch the last 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 20-point blowout at halftime, and it sounds at a buzzer.
I'm with you on that. It's exciting at the last minute. I even went to a Knicks game live, and I was so unimpressed.
I think there's something amazing about baseball. It's like a mounting, like when you see a rally happen.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Playoff baseball.
But listen.
Awesome.
When you see them start to load the bases up, you know, it's like the clutch of the game. There's something really momentous about that. It's a momentum game. It's
I will give you that.
It picks picks up.
I'm talking regular season baseball, but get some right. nerves,
even
dude.
A regular baseball game, there's so much strategy involved in the baseball game. And I'm going to give you an example.
Football and baseball have the most strategy.
No, in football, it's...
Take the ball
and get it past this line on the floor.
Right, there's a lot of strategy. There's a million different plays and stuff like that. I think there's more than baseball.
It.
It's not
no,
the
same.
No, don't. You can't do that.
Baseball has to do with who you put in.
No, there's also defensive strategy. For example,
yeah, but you don't know what's going
to
happen.
There's times when should we give up the runner on third to score and have a double play or stuff like that.
I'm not doubting there's intricacies, but you don't think football has more strategy? Football's like war.
Okay, give me an example.
It's like chess.
Physically, 100%. I'm not arguing with that. It's who's stronger to get the ball into the behind a white line.
No, because there's different. Because
but it's
different.
The ways
there's,
to do it.
There's hundreds of different methods to get the ball from point A to
point
B.
There's actually two. It's throw it or pass.
No,
pass
yes,
or hand
yes.
it off or throw it.
Yes, but there's different ways to move your defense, your offensive line, in order to protect your fullbacks and all that stuff.
Well,
and your running backs. I mean,
see, here's the thing. Now, all right, NFL, I think we can both agree that
there's a playbook.
Major League Baseball and the NFL are the most strategic sports in, like, history.
Listen, hockey
Dude,
has the same thing.
If you
thing.
Look, like, listen, I like soccer. You make fun of me for that, but soccer's not strategic.
It's not soccer that's the problem. It's those faggy
Europeans
who play it.
No, but I'm saying there's so many rules with baseball and football that it becomes a really fucking calculated thing.
Right.
Whereas you have sports like soccer and shit where it's kind of like, all right, well, try to do this and do this. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's much looser,
it's also,
which makes it more exciting.
But it's not, because it's literally a game that can be soccer.
You think it's more strategic?
Literally, on the world level, it's a game that can be decided on a guy throwing himself on the floor in a fucking box and getting a penalty kick.
You're not arguing with me. I don't even know why you're talking about
that. What I'm saying is that it's not looser. If they just let soccer players play,
I wish they did in the NFL.
Instead of the
more.
Guy throws himself on the floor, you take a penalty kick, they win it and go on to the next round of the World Cup.
All right, To be fair, they're coming down on that real hard.
I'll give you the same.
Nobody likes that. No soccer fan will defend flopping.
Yeah, but those guys.
But
like,
it works for them, like the players. Like,
listen,
you know,
it for me,
it's like
a real sports fan
in public when you know.
I think soccer's another game where you can watch half the game.
Soccer.
Do you mean? Just
true,
the last half.
A score could happen anytime.
Yeah.
NBA, it's nonstop.
But
scoring.
It's 30 fucking. It's like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Per,
ESPN,
for every score.
The Sports Center does it justice for me. You know, play it a week.
Why?
Well, you know what? Believe it. You can watch just certain plays if somebody like edit it for you. That's fine.
But
soccer does go on long.
I will tell you something.
Even though it's like the shortest sport we're talking about.
There, at like Sports Center top 10, some stuff like that. Sometimes soccer goals are among the most electric plays in sports.
If you watch,
well, somebody says they center the ball and a fucking nice shot. They beat the fucking goalie. A save. That's huge.
Dude, if you watch any YouTube like feed. And I know you're going to say something about Twink, but anything of Ronaldo or Messi, just like a compilation of them shooting goals.
100%.
Dude, you realize, like, all right, these people know
what
they're
fucking
doing.
Some of the best athletes
doing.
In the world, bro. Angles, everything. However, and I'll bring it back.
They flop.
The last World Cup, literally, Portugal won the game in the first round because Ronaldo threw himself on the floor in a box and they won by a penalty kick from him taking a flop.
I was about to say, Portugal never won the World Cup.
They advanced in round one on a world level because the guy was better at throwing himself on the floor at the right opportunity.
Nah, he's still the best fucking athlete in the world.
I'm not. He's not, but I'm not doubting.
They did a. Do we ever talk about this? They did like a sports study on him. There's like a show.
Yes, absolutely.
Science, whatever it is. They did. So
Michael Phelps, Mike Tyson. Yeah.
Because, well, Michael Phelps is another one. They're like mutants.
Pound for pound, he's 100% right.
Yeah,
the conditioning is inhuman.
Biologically.
And he also doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He's very fucking.
He smokes weed.
But you know what?
He does not.
No, he doesn't.
Who?
Michael Phelps? Michael Phelps does. No. Michael Phelps got caught.
Ronaldo's he's the supreme athlete. I'm not taking the other way from him. However, the people that he's up against, them throwing themselves on the floor in a flop is not going to decide their sport on a world level.
I could argue the same thing with you, like with steroids with baseball.
No,
like, it sucks. It's a shameful thing.
No, you cannot.
Like,
those people are being caught. They didn't get passed to the next round of the World Cup.
But what I'm telling you is now they're starting to be caught because now they're starting to do like NFL tactics and like reviews and shit like that. It's still not. It's gonna be a little while.
Well, how about this? The fact that like fans could appreciate, we won. Yeah, but you know he really threw himself on the floor like a girl.
Yeah, but you know what?
We won.
Look at the NFL with like Deflategate and all that shit. I mean, there's always controversy
those have never
behind.
Been proven. These are things that happen right in front of your eyes.
I mean, he's known for being a cheater.
I'm not saying it didn't happen.
Tom Brady's like a notorious
cheater. Well, you're not going
to. He would have been stripped of
that
championship.
Just because there's no video of them, like, actually deflating the ball.
There was no conviction. He would have been stripped of that.
But I'm saying soccer, you're seeing a game where they're doing it in obvious fashion is what I
and to me, that's what devalues the fan.
I agree.
Wouldn't you think of something like that? Like doing,
nobody
like
likes
people
that.
Can't
yeah,
see it at home.
Thing,
Justin's
yeah.
doing the Italian.
It, well, it just became an emoji, so I'm pretty excited.
What is that called? The Stugats?
This?
I don't know.
No,
when you shake your wrist with your all
I'm
your fingers
sure you
touching.
Any Italian
no,
person
that, like,
it works.
They'll show you like the Maloik, like that's they'll show you
what
like,
Omaron,
yo, the,
you know,
the
any,
devil
yeah.
horns. This is from Maloik. What the fuck?
Like
is
come
this?
On, come on, come
yeah,
on.
What
the fuck?
It?
What are you what are you
no,
doing?
No, dude, they I have a whole book of it. I should grab it actually. It's right there and I just
Italian hand Italian sign language?
Yeah.
It's written in it's written right in here. Olive Hold oil.
Yeah. Italian hand gestures by Rigatoni La Pasta Box.
The cover of the book is a battered wife ducking for her fucking safety.
It's a bobo. It's a woman with a black eye making dinner very fast.
It's called It Won't Happen Again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's called. Oh, I didn't know you were coming home this early.
I like your mustache. It looks like your mother's.
It's like you better put on that black dress soon.
Yeah.
What's the difference between an Italian
here.
Mother and a black and an elephant?
Here. What's it was the right there the whole time. I walked away.
Okay,
I walked
yeah,
into
well,
the other room.
Speak Italian, it's called.
So it's speak Italian, and it's just pictures
some
of hand
some of this shit
gestures.
Is very unnecessary. We don't use half
oh, of course.
Shit.
Well, they had to fill a whole
it's,
book.
It's one page that says grow a mustache, like Peter Griffin.
I mean, some of them are good, like the real typical ones like that on the back of the cover and this, obviously.
I know, like the bite your fist one.
I believe giving the finger is
I'm pretty sure bite your fist
oh,
is
oh, you
pretty,
bite your
like,
finger. It's called the rabia, the
no,
rage.
I think when you give
wait, hold on. Let him talk.
No,
hold
that's
on.
What I'm saying. I just said it. It's called the rabia when you bite your finger like...
Does it have like a description or just says that?
It's like this.
So
My mom used to do that all the
when
time.
You bite your...
Oh, like, so what does that mean? Yeah. Frustration at having a gay son?
Yes. Shut up.
Oh, my God.
It's so good.
Dude, it's too much.
Can we do a
it's
poll?
Just tell us
Don,
you're gay,
we'll do
dude.
Do a poll. You versus... That's it. But
Murph, we love you either way.
The best part about it is I don't care.
You don't?
It's the best, yeah.
We have a lot of footage of you saying you're gay.
I don't care. I can say it all the time and I'll be less gay. I could get done giving a man fellatio and I'd be less gay than you.
Well, that's not true.
You keep saying... Dude, if we... Yeah,
that's just
the
hurtful.
Last couple things that Murphy
care.
Said in like
do
the
it.
Past few
Listen,
episodes.
You guys let
just
me.
Just like, yeah, I like to suck man's
yeah,
cocks.
He's inching into it
give
every week.
Give me a
week.
Script of anything you want me to say. I'll say it. I don't
no,
care.
Give me
we
a script.
Like you borrow. Episode after like a year.
He's our
yeah,
own.
That's fine.
He's our own little. He's like, we'll do like a mega mix. Like
I don't care.
Boom, boom, boom. No, yeah. We can put a beat behind.
You can have Stanley Kubrick make it.
I'm gay. I'm a homo.
No, you know what? That's entirely right. We should make it like a song.
No, you should. Yeah. You should.
No, but like a real like a Bohemian Rhapsody. Like,
you know
like
what?
A
we'll put Carmen on it. It'll get done in about 12 months.
Oh, speaking of that,
I can't do it now, guys. I got so much to do. I gotta chop wood. I gotta take care of my kid. I gotta play video games for 10 hours. I gotta play video games for 10 hours, and I gotta figure out how to put up together this Lego set.
That's a nice life.
Oh, you're putting together a Lego set for Ray? No, it's for me. I bought it for me.
I feel like Carmen like takes the toys away from Ray.
Well, he he buys them. He tells his wife they're for Ray, no, and then he goes and he gives Ray money like a man. He gives Ray like $50, and he goes here, buy some grown up shit with this.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Toys.
I would love for Carmen to be my dad.
Yeah, Carmen's a good dad.
You know, first of all,
well, because he's more of your friend than your dad.
Because he's a child.
And he's stupid.
Because it's like
he's
having
on your level. It's like your.
It's like remember that movie regarding Henry when the guy got shot in the head, and
I
then
didn't
he became
see that.
Okay. It's like Carmen got shot in the brain, and now he's like you know like a child,
retarded. Yeah,
like he's just learning how to be a person again.
Well, it's funny. Carmen could have his like moments where he's a human, but he really emotionally is completely. Blank. Yeah. He's so
you,
dude.
Did
it's not that he really is. He just cannot express
could
emotion.
You imagine this whole thing is just a social experiment. Carmen's normal, and they're just doing a study on the three of us.
No, dude. Carmen's a robot when it comes to certain things.
Carmen's actually, dude. He's really. Carmen's really.
Carmen's my best friend.
You
I'm
can
just
be
saying. He's
you
a robot.
Listen, I wasn't making fun of him.
You can be pouring your heart out. You can be pouring your heart out to Carmen.
Nah,
like
not,
I don't think.
Actually,
I've had like a drunk moment with Carmen, and I'm like, dude, man, you know, like no, shut up, because me and you have had them. But anyway, so.
Whoa.
You know. No, we're just like, dude, you know what? You're one of my best friends. I've known you my whole life, blah, blah, blah. One of those. And Garmin's just like, okay.
No. Okay. I'm going to tell you right now. Garmin's a really good friend, and I'm going
to. No. I know. It's just he doesn't talk.
You know what's right about Carmen?
No,
it's
I've
all,
had real conversations okay, like good. That. Even like when I came home
we've
from
totally
rehab
had
and I started straightening
like
myself
that.
Out. Like,
yeah.
Carmen cares a lot. He's actually smart.
Of course he does.
We'll
I'm
be having.
He doesn't know how to express.
We'll be in the we'll be in the group chat and like me and Justin will be fighting for like 2 days on group chat. Just going
like
back and forth. Melissa, going back and
fighting
forth.
Fighting for 2 days by two gays.
All right. All right. All right. Fag. All right.
Well, he worked that one in pretty.
Go.
Good.
Yeah. Meanwhile, he's trying.
So
to,
did he.
He's trying to pack a bowl at the same time.
I didn't realize you were in a fight story. Yeah, anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So we'll be having like this long conversation. And finally, we'll get to some sort of resolution where we're kind of like, you know, we're getting over it. And then Carmen will go, yeah, fags.
I think that's me.
He'll just bring it. And he'll just try to instigate it all over again because he just doesn't get the fuck. He doesn't read the room.
It's like he just.
Well, that's perfect. He doesn't read the room.
In the middle of the middle of the conversation, 2 days later, Carmen's putting in the blood code from Mortal Kombat. Yeah.
up down, left right, B A slick.
Like, all right, cool. So anyway,
he said some stupid shit already. Today or yesterday, I think.
What did he say?
Good, man.
I don't even remember.
I hope that this whole thing is Carmen is actually doing a show. Like, and he, you know.
We're going to find out about a secret show later.
I hope there's a good explanation for this.
What was that
silliness.
One with Jim Carrey?
Oh, the
when
Truman
they videotape
Show.
Him? Yeah, there you go. All right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what's going on. Carmen's got, like, a reality show we don't know
He's
about.
Actually Jewish?
Yeah. The Juman Show?
He finds out on the season finale.
The Juman Show?
The Shyster Show?
Then he does Sabuku or whatever it's called.
Sabuku.
Sudoku is what Chinese
Sudoku, yeah, that's like that's like puzzles.
I was trying to make a callback.
Carmine. Everyone says Carmine. Dude, or people say Carmen. They go, they say, who's the girl
you know
on your show?
Carmen, yeah.
I'm not a girl.
Carmen sounds like
every
he
other Carmen
selling.
Is like a hot Spanish chick. There's like no ugly Carmen.
The name Carmen. Yeah.
And then you have our Carmen.
It sounds like
and
you
it
should
ruins
be
it.
You should be selling cigarettes off of a tray in 1930s casino.
Yeah. Cigars, cigarettes.
Well, it's funny because I got into not an argument, but I got into a discussion about his name yesterday because somebody listens
Gay?
To the show. Well, one of my clients,
Don,
and I don't remember. Not yesterday, Saturday. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So they were like, no, that's a girl's name. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. In Italy, I know it's commonly known as Carmine, but in southern Italy, Carmen is a man's name,
Carmen.
Which it is.
Carmen.
Carmen, like his grandfather was the same name.
I knew a guy named Carmelo.
Well, that's usually black, I would assume.
No, Carmelo is an Italian name.
It's two things, chocolate and chocolate.
That's why I like it. That's why I remembered it. Because it reminds me of chocolate.
Caramello bar.
It's a chocolate. It's
like
a chocolate.
You yeah. were so proud of that you just turned and looked in the other direction.
No, that's literally all I do. I drop the mic every second, everything I
Dude,
say.
Dude, Carmelo. That's an Italian name.
If I didn't want to pay for new mics or you either, it would be funny if you dropped the mic every time.
I don't even want to come and do the show. Never mind pay for microphones.
Italians, black people love Italian names or what they think are Italian names, like Fabergé.
Oh, God.
That would be French.
No. Best is like I've heard like Lysol or something like that, or maybe no. not Lysol,
or Listerine.
Maybe Listerine.
One of the best skits is on Key and Peele when they do the.
I might be thinking of that. It might not be real.
Yo, there's definitely there's definitely a girl named Tylenol Wait. Somewhere.
Oh, you're talking about the
NFL doubt.
One. Oh, that is one of the best bits of all time, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what they did? And the great thing about it is they did it a second time.
Yes,
they had to remember all those fucking names with the same. And every character has their own like his own distinct
Hold
look
on.
And face.
I forgot my favorite one.
The best one, they Tavarius, Thompson. Yo, Harvard Law. Yeah. Like, you don't go to school.
No, and then at the end, it's the white guy. He's like, Jack.
Yeah.
Dave Smith. Dave Smith. Brigham Young University.
It is Brigham Young University.
When I didn't even know it was a joke until they were like, the guy was talking about his swimming team achievements.
Oh, why am I forgetting the names? It's because I smoked weed.
Duncan. Yeah, there's the guy formerly known as Mouse Cop. X-Wing.
The one guy just comes up and just makes noises.
Yeah.
It's like a jackhammer.
My favorite one of his like Mixelplix or
no,
something
I
like that.
I had a super like favorite one and now I can't remember. Play. Like Davarius like something.
Yeah, Davarius Martin.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I liked when they had the same last name twice. Like Benton or whatever.
Well,
how about
Lamar Sanjaguar and Moore?
Remember Ben Jarvis Green Ellis? They would call him the law firm.
Ben Jarvis.
That was his name. Ben Jarvis Green/Ellis. They called him the law firm.
I don't know who this is.
He was a professional football player.
I don't know who it is. Who was he?
He's a football player.
Yeah, for what team? I'm asking for descriptions.
So you only know
just a little bit about it.
No, I just told you everything that's really necessary for the conversation. I don't know his favorite color or what he likes to do. However,
not his favorite color.
Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. What? Tell me more about him. That was it.
Well, I that is a funny sounding name.
I like Key and Peele. I thought they were great. They get a lot of flack for some reason. They said that they...
Well, Chappelle came at them.
It wasn't the same.
And no, you
shit.
Can't say that. That would be like the Legion of Skanks talking shit about what we're doing. It's like...
It's all garbage. If you ask me.
No, but I mean, it doesn't mean first you're copying. It's a whole genre.
First of all, they'd
not
be punching
like
down.
Actual sketches. Would you
right.
say?
Well, I said, first of all, they'd be punching down because they have like a billion fans.
No, but I'm like saying it would be like the same thing, no?
Well, same thing within Hot Water and the shit that we do. It's
we're
like, you know,
same genre.
It's like we kind of did it for Carmen. Carmen, the Carmen format, as he calls it, is pretty much just women shitting in other people's mouths and fucking.
Yeah, but that's TGIF in fucking Chinatown.
And gay dick.
No, but that's more stealing. I'm just saying, like, I don't think Key and Peele stole from Chappelle's Show.
It's a sketch comedy.
No, they just happen to be black. They just happen to be black.
Urban show.
Chappelle to me, listen, I get the fact that
I mean,
he's,
I love him. Don't
he's
get me wrong,
good.
He shouldn't have went at Key and Peele.
I don't
like
think
that.
He's a fuck. I don't think he's like the best comic I've ever heard.
No, Bill Burr's the best comic.
People like really fucking play him up a lot. I think that Chappelle's an amazing comedian for sure.
Well, he has the stoner vote.
No, he's very
right.
intelligent.
But I also think he gets a little like who cares how much he thinks about everything. Let these guys have their fucking time. You know, like Key and Peele was a great show. They were fucking funny on that.
And it was
so many years later.
That's what I'm saying. I got upset with Chappelle hearing about that. That's what I'm saying. That's
right.
It would be like somebody who does a comedy podcast that says we do it even though we didn't do one sketch in common. You know what I mean?
It's like when you're
he really didn't do anything. King
and
Peele,
you get a lot more bang for your buck because like it was like Chappelle's Show was three sketches per episode,
and then a music act.
Yeah, and it was horrible every time.
The music act?
Did
you ever
see
the DMX one? Was pretty good.
You ever see the Netflix thing where he does the he does like a pop up show in fucking Brooklyn?
I've seen all of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about.
Dave Chappelle, there's a show that he did. He organized a fucking block party in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And he had a lot of real musical guests. It was really
good.
I
watched some of it.
I
don't have to put that back in its box. Those are expensive fake feet.
All right, we
that joke doesn't work.
Yeah,
when
it does
no
not work.
Here.
Listen,
but still,
I don't care about the three schmucks that are listening. It's for me.
Becky will understand, and she's going to yell at you for it.
Who?
Becky.
You're going to yell at who?
You.
For what?
For making fun of Zen's feet.
She likes me.
Yeah.
Everybody likes you.
That's true. I'm likable.
Except for him. Yeah, everybody
she's
else
a peach
likes
of a gal.
I love you.
So,
you.
Thank you. So, when I worked at a big peach. That's true. So when I worked at the Boston Comedy Club back in like 2006, 2007, Chappelle.
Wait, Boston is on
Massachusetts. It's a
the
city.
Boston,
state
no, no, no,
of
no.
York.
Boston yeah. Comedy Club is a comedy club in New York.
West 4th Street.
There you go.
In the Village and McDougal. So when I worked there, this was at the height. It was Chappelle just quit the show, right? Like 2005, 2006. So he would be walking by the club. It would be 3 o'clock in the morning. Everyone would be out of the club. It would be nobody there. 3 o'clock in the morning, he decides to stop in and do stand-up. He fills the place up. Two more shows. Dude, starting at 3 o'clock in the morning, two more shows. He would go on till 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning.
But wasn't he from like Washington, D.C.?
He's from D.C., but he got his start in New York at the Boston Comedy Club. It's one of his favorite places to go. So he would go there, and the guy would put him up, and he would instantly, dude, at 3 o'clock in the morning, you go out to the streets of New York, and you go, hey, Chappelle's inside doing stand-up. Sold. Would fucking sell out at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's actually a really good fucking, like, an idea for a show or something like that.
Well, dude, he, first of all, half-baked. Has to be, and it's funny if you talk to like a kid that's like 25 or younger now, they don't know what half baked.
Oh shit! Everything okay? Is that you? Were you calling?
No,
were you calling? Were you
it's
calling?
Somebody calling me?
Thailand.
Is that Bruce? Justin, where are
Bruce,
you?
Bruce,
silly fuck.
Yeah,
I'm waiting
Bruce.
For
it's
you.
That's exactly who it is.
It's because of Brucey.
Yeah, it's Bruce.
Dude,
yeah, Bruce,
I'm Bruce sitting Lynn. Here with this fucking traffic cone in my ass, waiting for you to get here.
Are you wearing the shirt?
Are you wearing? Yeah. How am I gonna know it's you if it's if you're not wearing the salmon shirt?
I didn't know it was you. I couldn't see the man's ankles.
Wow.
So anyway,
what about
home.
You?
No, it, five
home.
More minutes.
You just got here, fucko.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
You're a real jerk, you know that?
Yeah, what a off.
I'm trying. Listen, I give it my best.
Listen,
what
five
are
more
you
minutes,
whispering?
Five more minutes, all right,
I'm done.
It's 11:04. Let's go to 11.
That would be 11:09. 5 minutes? Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Let's go 11:10. We'll give it 6 minutes.
We can just do the outro with that.
Is that?
Dude, I was trying to do the fucking promotions last time at the show. You guys would not stop talking.
Not me. I'm always ready to
get. Yo, fucking Carmen goes, I hate the business part of this show. I'm like,
Carmen
what are you
turns
talking about?
Carmen turns it up at 58 minutes.
He turns it up.
I'm not saying I don't interrupt, but Carmen is the goddamn worst. Dude,
Yeah, but well, everyone.
He like won't say anything for an hour, and then that's it. He kicks in.
We do pretty decent with four fucking people on the show constantly.
Dude, we don't even need guests. I mean, we're pretty.
We
awesome.
Don't need you.
No, we're pretty.
No,
awesome.
But we are gonna have
we
a
do
guest.
Need the Jew. He runs the whole show. For
that's
me.
True. We. He's a true Jew. He's a true blue Jew.
He's the man.
He runs the whole operation,
and that's
figuratively and
he's
literally.
He's our Ace Rothstein.
Well, the Jew controls
his name, right?
The entire operation, if you
yeah,
want to
be honest. Yeah, and his
can
tribe.
Can we call him Ace Rothstein for now?
Let's
I
call
think
him,
that's my new one.
Well, whatever.
I don't think calling
him
Paul would ever be a problem.
Yeah, really. I think calling him Paul would be good.
I like giving him a different name every week, though.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, you know what's best? The only time
Paul's he's such a
soft-spoken.
The
he's
only
a little
time
flower.
I ever talk to him is when I have to when you guys try to correct me, and then I just call Paul, and he says I'm fine.
You totally stampeded over that because that was so good.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. He got his.
I didn't hear it. Say it again.
He got his point out. He wants to hurt us.
That just made me laugh. And
well,
I'm
such a little tender. Paul,
yeah.
Paul's a little tender flower of a man. Isn't yeah. Hey, guys, can Justin move a little bit closer to the mic? Thanks, guys.
Well, listen, we leave.
Oh, he's the greatest guy ever.
We're not paying him money for his beautiful place.
Dude,
so
what a great
his
studio.
His place is awesome.
Studio's going to be awesome after COVID is over in June.
Dude, this
June.
Better fucking end. That's the thing, man. I'm like,
I think June.
Yeah, I don't think it is either. I'm with you. Like,
well,
where's
it
going
to go? It's not going to end. It's here
listen
forever.
To me. In New York, they're telling you you should be wearing two masks or you're selfish.
I had somebody with three masks in my shop yesterday.
The state of Texas has just lifted all sanctions.
Yeah, I saw.
Back to normal.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, that's why Joe Rogan moved to Austin, and he's like doing this whole campaign for people to move
dude,
to Austin.
Dude, there's a different hemisphere.
Because he hated LA.
How about this? Okay, listen, Texas, that's what you did. Make Texas the baseline. This is happening in Texas. Look what's going on. It's not happening. Look what's
yeah.
going on.
Texas is like our little Sweden right now.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where it is. You can call it a fucking wherever.
I'm in between
it's
your,
an entire
your two
state.
Opinions now. I
I'm agreeing with
opinion.
Him.
I just told you what happened.
Yeah, no. I don't think anything should be mandated.
But,
I think
but
it's, if you wanted to do it, like it'll be
in a month. In a month, if all their numbers are going down, how could you tell the rest of the country they're wrong?
Well, that we're gonna see that.
That's, just like the Super Bowl.
I hope, dude. I 100% hope you're right.
Look at all the people with no masks. Look at all no masks playing in the Super Bowl. They went down 16%.
It's true, man.
Yeah, well, dude, it's also, listen.
People are getting vaccinated, too, so I think it's got something to do with it.
Well,
hear me out.
If nothing.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Hear me out. Mentally, it's happening. Even though statistically,
people
this is what would have been happening.
It's coming down, yeah.
This is what would have been happening.
People are getting vaccinated. These are the same people that are telling, oh, so I got my vaccine. Well, no, you should still wear a mask, still social distance, still doing the same thing. So it's
yeah, but they don't.
It's very no. They do, but we don't need to get into.
Well, this you movie. Have to social distance for people who
no.
Listen,
but if, when you're saying if
you have to social distance for people who still feel uncomfortable with the whole thing.
Oh, so I have to get a vaccine. I have to do all this.
You have to
then,
wear a name badge.
And then I have to keep doing the same thing to make you feel
patch,
comfortable?
Let's say Justin's a teacher and he gets vaccinated. I don't get a vaccine. Listen to me. I'm just saying. These are two people who believe in what's going on. He gets a vaccine. Now, figuratively, he's a teacher. He gets a vaccine because he's a first whatever, essential worker.
Yeah.
I can't get one till April. So what they're saying to him is that even though you're vaccinated, you can still get me sick if you're carrying it.
So what's the point of getting the vaccine?
Because I have to get the vaccine too.
But
no, this is what their plan is. They want everybody to be vaccinated.
They're saying both parties need it. I'm not agreeing.
No, you don't have to.
So you can still make everybody else feel comfortable. Stay the fuck home.
Well,
bro.
That's what it is. Stay exactly. Home.
There's gonna it's be. Not, it's not, they're dude, not gonna it's gonna be home. Like those wristbands you see in like the gangbang porns. Like, you're just going to have, like a red hotel.
What's that? What is that all about?
I've never
heard
of this reference.
Of that.
Go on.
Gangbang porns?
Nope.
No, but I've never heard of the red
German porn.
I've never
life.
Heard of the red wristband, yeah, no wristband thing. What's going on with that?
What are you talking about? It's in anything.
What are you talking about?
I'm super right here.
Is it like but I'm asking you. I've never heard of it. So what happens?
Because they're like orgy fucking porns.
Right.
And it's a.
So you
it's
mean
usually
like
a party.
So you
what's
mean
a wristband for?
Like somebody gets in, it's like an exclusive there's, swingers party. Or
there's
some
swingers
shit.
Who
but
do that on.
There's tons of these videos.
I've never seen one.
They all have wristbands on.
But I'm talking about a professional porn or like a professional gangbang setup where like a porn star.
No.
Wants to fuck.
These
like
are like back
guys.
Alley, like.
Yeah, you have these on VHS.
No, these are like hole in the wall, glory hole stuff. I mean, not hole in the wall.
I'm talking about, like, say, like, you're an amateur swinger.
I can find one right now.
You're, like, an amateur site. So you're on porn.
If you type in
Pornhub.
Swinger party.
Right.
Or even orgy, you're going to see a bunch of guys.
It depends what website you're on. If you're on,
videos. A lot of it is just coming, and it's just like, all right, come on.
If you're on a White Pride website, if you're on a White Pride website and you type in swinger party, it might be something different.
No. You're gonna get plenty of that.
Oh, facts, my G.
No, but
he didn't get it. He hasn't got it yet.
No, listen. Somebody's 5 minutes from now. Somebody's gonna defend me on this.
He hasn't got
if
it
you
yet.
Type in ones, yeah, I wasn't listening. they all have.
I'll do it right now. What do you want me to type in?
Any gangbang porn? Just type in like swinger first party. They will all have bracelets.
Murph, first you have to. Get
everybody
out of,
has
you have to
bracelets.
Get out of gay porn hub first. Gotta get into the regular
wait,
one.
You mean heterosexual?
Just look it up.
Swinger porn, okay?
You guys.
Swinger porn. Well, you're showing me text.
By the way, while I'm saying this,
I can't see. But what do you just? No, like,
yeah,
you
that's
need,
it.
Like a club one when they're in a club because that's what it
so
is.
So swinger
it's like,
club,
it's like
orgy.
It's like they went into a back room of a club.
I know
and they
what
got
this
a bracelet
scene is
to
all.
Go in.
I get it.
There's
but,
a ton of.
Okay, so you have a bracelet when you go into the club. That's understandable.
Yeah, that'll have it probably.
Dude, that's the grossest right. thing. You know how bad that
well,
must smell.
Up the wrong shit. On. You're looking
holy
up.
Holy shit, they all do.
Yeah, I told you they had wristbands,
guys.
Wait.
So excited.
Hold on.
Put your put the, dude, put the mic
wait,
to your
wait,
mouth.
Put the mic to
your mouth.
Put the mic to your
mouth. But they're not going to hear the wristband.
No, but they want to hear you.
I like how this is the first time he's ever agreed with me on the show. See? They all have the wristband on. Dude, there's like a million of these.
Yeah, but it's like the one with the magnet in it that helps your circulation.
Fuck. He's showing me. I know. I'm the one that. And are they red? I can't see from here.
No.
They're usually red.
All right. Either way, okay.
No, come
either
on.
Way,
this is
I...
actually a great discussion.
It's a learning. No, I said it's good. It's a good. I guess it's a learning experience. So anyway, I want to say a big shout out to our fans out there who support us. Either you're on Patreon or not. Thank you for Dawn of the Dead. Thank you, Happy Go Becky. Thank you, Bear Fisherman. New subscriber, and he got really mad. He said we didn't give him a shootout yesterday. I think he meant shout out, but he writes shootout for
Did
some
he?
Reason.
I'm bad on Twitter. I don't always. I try to be good on Twitter.
Big props to.
I like
else?
How the porn, the gangbang porn is just.
Tommy Karate, of course. Thank you for listening. Smokey Brooks, our fucking poster girl. Thank you very much for letting us use your body for advertising
her.
Purposes. Thank you, Flat Whirly Cat Girl, Flat Cat. Who with her dogs Curly Whirly and fucking Twinkie Peanut and all that shit. Fantastic. Anyway, go to us, creepycorner.nyc, to listen to all our past video shows. You can go to our Patreon if you want and get them all at the same time. Or just wait every week. We always change up the video shows with new ones. Go to our links, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and check out all our audio shows that are always up for free. And anything you guys want to plug?
You sound very professional.
Thank you. I try. I'm getting good at this.
No, I don't really have anything to plug. I'm pretty sure you covered it all. We're the best. We get better every week.
We are pretty good. We are pretty decent.
We got to do that DJ Khaled, like, just like, we the best. Like, just yell that shit at all the time.
People think we're a little bit of a showboat, but you know what? Like you said, fortune favors the bold. If you guys like to hear the same kind of trash talk that you talk with your friends, a little junk food podcast, you guys know.
Yeah.
Fucking know.
No, I was saying if they don't want to hear that, swipe left.
Also, we might have some ads. We have some ads pretty soon. We have some sponsors.
We're gonna have some ads and ass.
You're gonna have some subtractions with members on the show soon.
Right.
So thank you for listening. That was a good one.
Yep. Fuck Harmon. Fuck Harmon.
He's a bitch.